Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. We have the latest on Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. Details are emerging from Prince Harry's upcoming memoir, Spare. The stars of the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet are suing over a nude scene. And Jeremy Renner underwent surgery after being hit by a snowplow. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin takes another step in his recovery after going into cardiac arrest Monday night. The agent for DeMar Hamlin says the Bills player is breathing on his own and able to talk after having his breathing tube removed. Hamlin even joined the Bills team meeting Friday morning via video conference. He used mostly hand gestures to communicate, but used his voice to tell his teammates, "Love you, boys." Bills coach Sean McDermott says the players, who didn't know about Hamlin's appearance, started clapping and yelling when they saw him. The team says Hamlin's neurologic function remains intact. He has been listed in critical condition in the intensive care unit at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. I'm Mike Hempen.
The NFL says last Monday's game between the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills will not resume. It was suspended after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed in the first quarter. The NFL has also proposed playing the AFC title game at a neutral site if Buffalo or Cincinnati misses out on home field advantage by virtue of having played one fewer game. The news on Hamlin continues to get better each day. He is able to communicate in writing.
Doctors say Hamlin has started to awaken, and it appears his neurological condition and function is intact. Dr. Timothy Pritz is with University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
He still has significant progress that he needs to make, but this marks a really good turning point in his ongoing care.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
An explosive memoir reveals many facets of Prince Harry, from bereaved boy and troubled teen to wartime soldier and unhappy royal. From accounts of cocaine use and losing his virginity, to raw family rifts, Spare exposes deeply personal details about Harry and the wider royal family. It's dominated by Harry's rivalry with brother Prince William and the death of the boy's mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. Harry says that years later, he drove through the Paris tunnel where the crash happened, hoping in vain that it would help end a decade of unrelenting pain. He also says his father, Charles, implored Harry and William to end their rift, saying, "Please, boys, don't make my final years a misery." Despite a strict embargo, British royal Prince Harry's much-anticipated memoir, Spare, has appeared in Spain's bookshops days before its release date. A woman reads a copy of Prince Harry's book inside a typical Spanish bar. In the ghost-written memoir, Prince Harry says his brother William physically attacked him during a huge argument, one of many startling allegations. The book and its title exposes painful, intimate, and in some cases contested details about the lives of Harry and other members of the royal family. It includes Harry's assertion that he killed around 25 people while serving as an Apache helicopter co-pilot and gunner in 2012 as part of Britain's military campaign against the Taliban. He said he felt neither pride nor shame about his actions, and in the heat of battle regarded enemy combatants as pieces being removed from a chessboard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In his upcoming new memoir, Britain's Prince Harry alleges that his brother, Prince William, lashed out and physically attacked him. The incident apparently occurred during an argument over the brothers' deteriorating relationship. The news was reported by British newspaper The Guardian, which says it obtained an advance copy of the book Spare, which is still yet to be published. The extract says William later apologised for the attack. The book is the latest in a string of public revelations and accusations by Harry and Meghan that have shaken Britain's royal family. Royal analyst Richard Fitzwilliams told the AP that Harry's book release will most likely shake things up further.
This is a very delicate project and it's come at a very sensitive time.
Fitzwilliams wonders how damaging the effect of the book will be on his relationship with his family.
With the coronation coming up, again, you wonder, will the Sussexes receive an invite after that book is published?
I'm Karen Chamas.
Prince Harry says in a new interview he wishes he could end the estrangement from his father and brother. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Prince Harry tells Britain's ITV he wants a family, not an institution. In clips released before the interview airs Sunday, Harry says they feel as though it is better to keep us somehow as the villains, and they have shown absolutely no willingness to reconcile. It's not clear who he's referring to. Harry and his wife Meghan have been vocal in their grievances against the British monarchy since they stepped down from royal duties in 2020. Harry will release his autobiography, Spare, next week.
The two stars of the 1968 Franco Zeffirelli film Romeo and Juliet are suing Paramount Pictures because of a nude scene shot when they were teenagers. Actors Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting have filed the suit in Los Angeles Superior Court, alleging sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and fraud. The suit alleges that director Franco Zeffirelli, who died in 2019, initially told Hussey and Whiting that they would wear flesh-colored undergarments in a bedroom scene. But on the morning of the shoot, Zeffirelli allegedly told the Romeo and Juliet actors that they instead would wear only body makeup, and that if they didn't act in the nude, the picture would fail and their careers would be hurt. Olivia Hussey was 15 at the time, and Leonard Whiting was 16. They're now 71 and 72 years old, respectively, and their suit says they've suffered emotional damage and mental anguish for decades. Paramount has not responded to a request for comment. I'm Donna Warder.
Actor Jeremy Renner is recovering in an intensive care unit after suffering injuries in a snowplow accident near Reno, Nevada on Sunday. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. A publicist for Jeremy Renner says he suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries in Sunday's accident. Renner remains in critical but stable condition after surgery yesterday. Neither Renner's publicist nor authorities have said how the accident happened, but they do say he was the only person involved. Renner is known for playing Hawkeye in The Avengers for Marvel's TV and movie universe, and for playing a bomb disposal specialist in the film The Hurt Locker.
A former tennis great has been diagnosed with cancer. Martina Navratilova says she's been hit with what she calls a double whammy, throat and breast cancer. In a statement released by her representative, the 18-time Grand Slam singles champ says her prognosis is good and she will start treatment this month. The 66-year-old, who previously underwent treatment for early-stage breast cancer in 2010, says, quote, "It's going to stink for a while, but I will fight with all I have got." I'm Shelley Adler.
The family of missing rapper Theophilus London says he's been found safe after disappearing for months.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No.
A cousin of London's has posted on Instagram that the rapper is safe and well. The post didn't give details on where London had been found, but the LAPD said on December 28th that London was last seen in the Skid Row area in October. London's family says it last spoke to him in July in Los Angeles. London was nominated for a 2016 Grammy for Best Rap Performance for a featured spot alongside Paul McCartney on Kanye West's song All Day. I'm Donna Warder.
All day. All day.
Modest Mouse drummer Jeremiah Green has died of cancer just days after the band announced his diagnosis. Green was 45. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Modest Mouse say in a statement drummer Jeremiah Green laid down to rest and simply faded out.
With lips, she's a pirate.
Green was a teen when he joined the group with singer Isaac Brock and bassist Eric Judy in suburban Seattle. Their first rehearsal space was a shed next to Brock's mother's home. Modest Mouse had a string of modern rock hits, including Float On, Lampshades on Fire, Dashboard, and We Are Between. Singer Anita Pointer of the Pointer Sisters has died at the age of 74, according to her publicist. A cause of death was not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at her career.
I'm on a man with a slow hand.
Anita Anita Pointer, along with her sisters Ruth, June, and Bonnie, and two brothers, Aaron and Fritz, grew up as a gospel family in Oakland, California. The Pointer sisters went on to have hits like Slow Hand, Jump for My Love, I'm So Excited, and Fire. Anita and Bonnie co-wrote the song Fairy Tale that not only won the Pointer Sisters a country Grammy, but earned them a spot as the first black vocal group to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. With Anita's death, Ruth Pointer is the only surviving member of the group.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.